This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Democrats are not buying President Donald Trump's bid to break the shutdown stalemate. On Saturday, he offered to extend temporary protections for young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children and those fleeing disaster zones in exchange for his long-promised border wall. But VOA's Steve Herman reports opponents were quick to dismiss it as a non-starter.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
White House officials say they expect some moderate Democrats to support the president's plan that would end the record-long shutdown that has hundreds of thousands of federal government employees furloughed or working without pay. But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A Catholic diocese in Kentucky apologized Saturday after videos circulated online showing students from a Catholic boys' high school mocking Native Americans outside the Lincoln Memorial after a rally in Washington, D.C. The Indigenous People's March Friday coincided with the March for Life, which drew thousands of anti-abortion protesters, including a group from Covington Catholic High School. Videos show a youth staring at and standing extremely close to 64-year-old Nathan Phillips, a Native American man and Vietnam vet, singing and playing a drum. Other students, many wearing Make America Great Again attire, surrounded them, chanting, laughing, and jeering. The third Women's March returned to Washington Saturday with an enduring message of anger and defiance aimed directly at the White House. Estimated 100,000 protesters packed several blocks around Freedom Plaza. Parallel marches took place in dozens of cities around the country. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it's determined to address legitimate concerns of all sides to the conflict in Afghanistan to achieve peace. U.S. Special Envoy for Afghan Reconciliation Zalmay Khalilzad tweeted a pledge Saturday from neighboring Pakistan, where officials are trying to arrange and host the next round of talks with representatives of the Afghan Taliban. The insurgent group has been reluctant to send its envoy since their last meeting with Khalilzad's team in the United Arab Emirates a month ago. Representatives from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and the host country were also at that meeting. Congo's election crisis deepened Sunday when the Constitutional Court confirmed the win of Felix Tshisekedi, rejecting claims of fraud. Runner-up Martin Fayulu promptly declared himself the country's only legitimate president. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Provisional results in the election showed Tshisekedi winning with a slim margin over Fayulu. But if Fayulu supporters reject the result, it could worsen unrest that's already seen over 30 people killed. Congo's constitutional court is widely seen as beholden to Kabila, who's been in power since his father was assassinated in 2001. The election is meant to enable Congo's first democratic transfer of power in almost six decades, but independent monitors have flagged major flaws in the vote, including faulty voting machines and polling stations where many were unable to vote. The Catholic Church has denounced the provisional result, and the African Union has called for final results to be postponed, citing serious doubts about the election's credibility. On Friday, Congo rejected that request.
Facing a range of populist assault, global elites are regrouping in Davos at the annual World Economic Forum. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As leaders convene in the Swiss Alps, their vision of ever closer commercial and political ties is under attack, and the economic outlook is darkening. Britain's political system has been thrown into chaos as the country negotiates a messy divorce from the EU, while in the US, President Donald Trump is imposing trade sanctions on friend and foe alike, and the government is paralyzed by a partial shutdown. And the economic backdrop is worrying too. Experts are downgrading their forecast for global growth this year amid rising interest rates and tensions over trade. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll is now at 73 in a fuel pipeline explosion in central Mexico. The governor of the country's Hidalgo state said Saturday at least 74 others are injured. Officials said a leak and the resulting blast were caused by fuel thieves illegally tapping into a gas pipeline. Video footage showed fuel gushing into the air and people collecting gas in buckets and other containers before the explosion Friday. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.